Hello again, everyone. I just want to speak for a little while today about a perspective on value, how we value certain things. If you've been with us over the last day or two, you'll know that we've been talking about John DeLorean and the DMC 12 motor car. They were made just here outside of Dunmurry, Derriachie really, which is just outside of Lisburn on the road to Belfast. And this year, 2021, marks the 40th anniversary of the first DMC 12 cars being produced in this factory. It's a remarkable time in history, and it really thrills my heart. I think they're a beautiful looking car. Maybe performance wise, questions to be asked, but I still have a sense of intrigue about the whole DeLorean story. I've read his biography and another book or two and watched documentaries all about these cars, but John DeLorean made the promise that this stainless steel, state-of-the-art sports car would be economical to run, long-lasting, and cheap to buy. He made the statement that he planned that the cars would be sold in America for $12,000. But in 1981, the first DeLoreans had a retail of $24,000, twice what the initial thought was. And then a year or two after that, by the end of 1982, start of 1983, they were retailing for $36,000. The result was that there was a lack of demand for them. You could buy a Chevrolet Corvette for half the price. You could buy a Porsche 911 for less. Both cars were a lot quicker and a lot more powerful than the DMC 12. And the result was that hundreds of them sat in the parking lot and they couldn't shift them, they couldn't move them. People had no real demand for them. And then about seven gold DeLoreans were produced as well, gold-plated DeLoreans. Only two of those sold. One was to an investment banker in Texas who took that car straight away and put it on display in a glass case. And then Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada purchased one as well. And those cars nowadays are virtually viewed as being priceless. So whenever the factory closed at the end of 1982, beginning of 1983, from then to 1984, 1985, nobody wanted really a DeLorean. It was too much of a liability to buy them. There's no now after sales service. Performance wasn't great. Reliability, there's a question mark over that. And build quality and so on and so forth. But 1985, things began to change, and all of a sudden there was a renewed interest in DeLoreans. In fact, over the last 5 or 6 years, the price of buying a DeLorean second-hand has gone up some 50%. All of a sudden now, 40 years later, people have a different perspective on their value. And now they're in great demand. But the problem is you can't really get them anymore. I think somebody in America has got all of the spare parts that he can and is rebuilding them. But now they've become very, very expensive. You see, there's been a change of perspective on their value. It's like a glass of water. We would look at a glass of water as being virtually worthless. It doesn't cost you anything. But if you had that same glass filled with diamonds, we would say it's priceless. But if you were in the desert and you'd been there for 24 or 36 hours and you were absolutely parched, your tongue was cleaving to the roof of your mouth, your lips were starting to blister, somebody offered you a glass full of diamonds or a glass full of ice-cold water, which to you at that moment in time would be the most valuable? The diamonds would be no use to you in the desert. They'd be worthless, really. But the glass of water would mean everything. And so it is with spiritual things. You know, in this world of ours, people put very little value upon the human soul. They put very little value upon the scriptures. They throw it to one side. Even in church circles, the Bible is very much undermined and neglected. Maybe you've got one in your home. It sits in a bookcase somewhere, or sits in a drawer or beside the bed, but you never read it. You never value it. People put very little value upon the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. They just use his name as a byword, as a swear word. People put very little value in God's salvation. And yet, whenever we leave this scene of time and we stand in God's eternity, those things will be more valuable than anything else. Or whenever a person feels lost and poor and lone and needy, these things can look much more valuable. Concerning the soul that many of us don't think about because we can't see it, we can't touch it, but it's real. Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The Bible says that Jesus Christ is precious. Peter said, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." The Bible speaks about God's so great salvation. And the Bible says that God's word is to be desired more than fine gold. Someday you'll realize just how valuable and how precious your soul is. How valuable the word of God is. Men laid down their lives so that we could have this book. And from eternity's perspective, you'll realize how precious the Savior is and how precious God's salvation is. I encourage you today, give time to think about these things. I think over the last year, we've realized that there's a lot of things that we put our faith and trust in and lived for, and now they don't really matter all that much. Is what you're living for worth Christ dying for? 100 years from now, will you have labored for treasures of worth, lived for things of value, or lived for things that have no real value at all? Come to Christ and realize how precious and wonderful he really is. Thank you for listening. See you next time.